Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of accurate New Testament prayer. We've seen that we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, we make our legal demand, and we pray a prayer of faith, taking hold of the promises of God with thanksgiving, praying continuously, eliminating the negatives that the enemy would bring to try to stop results from coming forth, and we have the qualities established of responsibility, commitment, discipline, sensitivity to the Holy Spirit, boldness and confidence, strong desire and persevering to see the promises of God come to pass. Now we're talking on the subject now of prayers of authority. And in the last broadcast, we were giving you principles regarding the authority that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Why do we need to talk about authority? Because of our enemy. Who's the enemy? The enemy is Satan. Remember that the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, it says, "Be sober, be vigilant or watchful, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." Satan is the enemy, and he is looking for opportunities to bring destruction. John 10:10, "The thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and to destroy." Jesus brings forth life, and Jesus went through the avenue of death. He was made sin for us, and he went down into hell for those 3 days and three nights. He was raised from the dead, and he took back the keys of hell and death. And when he came up out of there, he said, "All power, all authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Colossians 1:13 declares, "Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness." The word power is exousia. He has delivered us from the authority of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom. That's the position of rule and reign of his dear Son. Now we are in that position of authority. God has given us authority over all the ability of the enemy. Luke 10:19, "Behold, I give unto you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the ability of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." We're going to release this authority against the enemy through prayers of authority, which we will be getting into, but we want to keep on establishing the authority that we have first of all. You need to be firmly established in the fact that you, in Jesus Christ, if you're born again, have authority over the enemy. Nothing shall hurt you. Romans chapter 5, verse 17, the Bible says, "By one man's offense death reigned by one. Much more they which receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness," and we got that, "shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ." Now we can reign in life. We can rule and reign over our enemies, praise God. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, that we're a chosen generation, a royal, that means a ruling priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You and I have been called out of darkness. We now are to walk in the light. We're not under the authority of darkness. We're not under the authority of the enemy anymore. We're now in a position of authority in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. The Bible says in Revelation 1:6 that we now are made kings and priests, or literally a kingdom of priests. And the priesthood we have is twofold. We're a holy priest offering up spiritual sacrifices unto the Lord, and a royal priesthood, a ruling priesthood, who is to take their position of ruling and reigning in the kingdom of God and rule and reign over our enemies. We saw scriptures on John the Baptist saying from the time of John the Baptist till now, he was preaching the kingdom of heaven is at hand and calling the people to repent. Jesus was preaching the same thing. He said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And as he went forth, he preached the gospel of the kingdom. It's the gospel of the rule and the reign of God over all of our enemies. And he was healing all the people of their sicknesses and all manner of disease. He was setting them free. And then he raised up his 12 disciples. They went forth, and they were saying, the kingdom, the rule and the reign of heaven is at hand. And then he had 70, Luke 10, verse 9. They went forth declaring, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you, as they were healing the sick and casting out the devils and setting the captives free. You and I are in a position of authority in Jesus Christ. We are to do the same works that he did, and we do it through the authority that has been delegated unto us. Praise God. In the book of Acts, Philip went forth preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And as he preached it, he was preaching that word. They received it. The healings were occurring. The deliverances were occurring. The people were being set free. And when they believed the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus, they were born again, they were baptized, and they were begin to walk in the ways of the Lord. Paul went forth and did the same thing. He was disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God, the rule and the reign of God. You must understand that you are in a position of ruling and reigning in Jesus Christ. Remember, kingdom comes from two words, king and dom is short for domain. A king's domain is the territory or rule or realm over which one rules. And so a kingdom speaks of one who rules and reigns over a particular realm or territory. Well, Jesus Christ, his name's the name above every name, and it was going to rule in the heavens, in the earth, and under the earth. It has total authority, and now we can speak in his name, which is the means whereby we release the authority and take dominion over the enemies. James 2:5, we saw the scripture where we are now heirs of the kingdom. This rule and reign is a part of our inheritance. We've entered into it since we've been born again, and it is something now that we're in that position. But one thing's important, just because you're born again, you're in the position of ruling and reigning, but then you have to learn the ways of how to rule and reign. That's why the Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it says there that seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We're going to seek first the kingdom, the rule and the reign of God, and his righteousness. As we operate in it, then all things will be added unto us. Praise God. That's so important. Remember that God has given unto us all the things of the word of God, and it's the word of the kingdom, the rule and the reign of God. And he says that it's given unto us to know the mysteries of the kingdom. And this is the word of the kingdom, the word of the rule and the reign of God that is coming forth. And it's our Father's good pleasure to give us this rule and reign. In fact, the Bible says in Luke 16:16, it says from the law and the prophets were until the time of John. And since that time, the kingdom, the rule, and the reign of God is preached, and every man presses into it. And we're going to go through much tribulation to enter into it because the enemy is going to try to press us. But as we go through it, we're going to come out victorious, and we're going to overcome our enemies. That means they're going to press you. But praise God, those temptations, we're going to repel them. We're going to watch and pray so we don't enter into the temptations, and we're going to overcome. Now, we're going to pick up here with Matthew chapter 8. If you're going to operate in authority, in these prayers of authority, you've got to come in line with scriptural authority principles. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 5, Jesus was entered into Capernaum. There came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Jesus said, I'll come and heal him. And what the centurion said, he said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. He said, why did he say that? In verse 9 he says, for I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled. And he said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I've not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Great faith was founded on one who would believe that when he spoke, that it was going to come to pass. And this is because he understood authority. And this is what you've got to come to the place. You need to come to the place of understanding authority. First of all, the centurion was a man under authority. Who was he under authority? He was under authority to Rome. And he had soldiers under him, meaning that because he was under authority to Rome, he knew he was in authority over those soldiers, and whatever he'd say to them, they would do. He would say, go and they'd go, come and they'd come, do this and they'd do it. And he saw the same thing in Jesus. Jesus was under authority to the Father in heaven, and he was in authority over the sickness and the disease and all the devils and every work of Satan. And he knew that when he spoke the word, that it released that authority, because he knew that when he spoke the word, his authority was released, and the soldiers would do exactly what he said. And this was figured as great faith. Jesus said, this is great faith. And this shows the fact that great faith is never going to happen if you do not come to the place of realizing the authority you have. And another principle that's important, if you're going to operate in the kingdom authority that's been delegated to you, you must be under authority. This man was under authority to Rome and in authority over the soldiers. You must be under authority to the Lord Jesus Christ. You must be submitted to his word. You must deal with sin in your life. You must have your life right with him. And you must be submissive to him and following his leading, not doing what you want. You're going to deny yourself, and you're going to speak what God tells you to speak in line with his word. And when you are under authority, you are now in authority to take over the works, destroy the works of darkness, and to do what he's told you to do. You're going to take dominion over every work of the enemy. Praise God. Hallelujah. With authority, we're going to do the works of God. In Mark chapter 13, verse 34, it talks about the Son of Man as one taking a far journey. He left his house, and that's us. He gave authority to his servants, that's us, and to every man his work. And he commanded the porter to watch. Every one of us have a work to do, and he gave us authority so we could take authority over all of the works of the enemy. We're to go forth and cast out demons. We're to go forth and heal the sick. We're to go forth and break the powers of darkness and pull down the strongholds over people and over cities. We're to get into spiritual warfare through prayers of authority and destroy the works of darkness. 1 John 3, verse 8 says, Jesus was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. And that's exactly what we're to do. John 14, 12, it says, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And I'll tell you, we're going to do the works through the name of Jesus. The kingdom comes in the name of the Lord. Jesus was given a name above every name. And when he'd speak in that name, everything would bow. Things in heaven, things on earth, and things under the earth. And God has given you that authority. And he wants you to take authority. These signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out demons. They're going to lay hands on the sick. We're going to do the very works of God. Jesus did the works in his Father's name, and we're going to do them through Jesus' name. We're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.